Chocolate Bar. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we are the co-owners of Club Inhale Exhale, a fitness, a private fitness and nutritional design studio headquartered over 530 Boston Road. The Green Chocolate Bar was developed to educate you in all things organic, especially chatter of what's real and what's fad with your fitness and nutrition. We're changing your belief on fitness and nutrition to help you make real lifestyle changes. Don't worry if you miss any parts of today's show. Guess what? You can download us online at iTunes now by searching Green Chocolate Bar or Club Inhale Exhale. And even better, you can head on over to clubinhaleexhale.com and download us from there on our podcast section now. Coach Kelly.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Yeah. I want to remind callers that if they want to call in and be part of today's show, they can give a call at 978-454-4980.
Are you trying to give me a heart attack today?
Why? You see me sprint?
I was like, I've never seen Coach Michael move that fast. He's like, get out of my way. So what happened is our open intro comes on
that
and Coach
awesome.
Michael's nowhere to be found. I'm like,
sorry. I was busy.
My voice doesn't carry as well as yours does through the opening. That's
no.
why we have you open. You can't just leave.
Listen, I thought I had more time.
Well,
I obviously mistakenly misjudged that.
We forgive you.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I wanted to say happy anniversary to you.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
What's going on? What do you got now? Today?
I don't know. Anything of importance coming up for us? You're such
oh,
a
boy. Yeah. Listen, what's up? Yeah, when we moved into the club.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
We're going into year three at Club Inhale Exhale at 530 Boston Road.
That we are.
Yeah, and this is just year three in that location that
mm-hmm.
we're in. So
correct.
It's pretty exciting. So I say we go out and celebrate.
Absolutely.
Steak, red wine. But you have to cut my steak.
Oh, really?
You don't mind, do you?
What, because of the Terminator hand?
Yes. Don't make fun of my Terminator
I'm totally going to make the reference right now. So if anybody's ever watched Terminator out there, which I'm sure there's a million people, take a look at...
There's more than a million
you
people.
You got to put a picture of that up, because it looks like the Skynet hand.
It does.
You know? Oh, you just saw that, right?
Yeah. I mean,
take a look at that.
Hey, love the Skynet hand, man. This thing rocks.
I saw that like, when you guys first came in here, and that's the first thought I had. I was like, whoa, Terminator hand.
Right.
Yeah,
see that? The
oh,
first
yeah.
thing that's, yeah, total
uh-huh.
reference.
Wait till you see the
total
one I get from my wrist coming
yeah.
up.
You know what? I'm snapping a picture of that. It's going up
go
on Facebook.
Go ahead. Go
yeah.
ahead. Make fun of
yeah.
Coach.
Facebook.com/ Club Inhale Exhale, by the way.
Uh-huh.
You can check out Coach Kelly's hand.
Oh, great. So, yeah, happy anniversary to you too, schmuck. Move on.
Thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what do we got? What's going on today?
Well, there is something that I wanted to point out, because in the past, for anybody who actually I should start it this way.
Yeah.
For anyone who hasn't been following us, part of what Coach Kelly's coaching is all about is changing your mind, making a difference, changing, getting yourself out of society's views of what you think you're supposed to be and making up your mind for yourself, a.k.a. Oh, there, are you going to take the picture now?
I'm totally taking the picture right now.
And what I'm... In a silly way, I put it, grow up, America. It's time, you know, 1982 called, they want their diet back. So it's time for all of us to grow up, wipe away what we think we know, and try to think about things a little bit differently.
Okay.
So I have a little story that I'm going to share with people
yeah.
that I'm really hoping hits home with a lot of people, and they go, oh, okay, I can do that. Or
sure.
Or maybe they think I'm totally bananas, and they want to call in and tell me I'm totally bananas, but...
And if you want to call
I'll throw
in,
rotten tomatoes at them. No, I'm just kidding.
And if you want to call in, it's 978-454-4980.
Yeah, so it's a really quick story, and I can jump into it whenever you want. Did you have anything you wanted to cover?
No, actually, well, you know, second segment, what we got coming up is going to be a pretty controversial topic.
Yay.
For a lot of people, I'm sure.
I love that word.
There's a lot of people that don't know about it. So, and it was brought up from last week's discussion towards the end of the show.
Well,
I can't remember how. it came up, but...
We were talking about growth hormones.
There you go.
And then I was talking about big foreheads on women. Yeah.
And we started talking about steroids and things like that. Yeah. So, yeah, second segment, we got a, I got somebody calling in. We're going to have a little discussion.
Caller.
Yeah, guest caller. And we're going to have a little discussion on the topic of steroids.
Yeah. You and know? Just throughout the week when you and I have been sort of dabbling on, you know, things that come up and we're like, oh, we should mention this. Maybe we should talk about that.
Sure.
I'm already finding it fascinating, just the little stuff. And like I said last week, I have purposely don't know a damn thing about steroids.
Right.
I know, like, not even the tip of an iceberg, and I did that on purpose.
I'll tell people my story in terms of how I came to know a pretty good amount about them.
I would say from what you've told me so far, you're pretty knowledgeable on them. So today is going to be the Coach Michael show.
Right.
It's going to be all about you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people are going to learn stuff about it. And
absolutely.
The way you're going to approach the subject, I think, is pretty unique in, I'm not going to give it away.
I'm going to have
people listen in because it's a really unique approach that I think that you're going to take. So I appreciate you taking the time to put the effort into that all week and lining up the phone call and
no problem
and getting all that together. So I'm going to tell my little story.
Go for it.
It's about the life of living double standards. Everybody does it. Everybody's got their double standards. Everybody has something, right? And
we talked about this a while back on one of the shows.
Look, I find double standards all over the place.
I know.
Because it's kind of my job, right? So people will come to us and they say they want to lose weight. No, they don't. Sure they do. No, they don't. Has nothing to do about losing weight. So if you lose 10 pounds, are you really going to be happy when you lose 10 pounds?
No, they want to look fantastic naked.
All right. True story. Who doesn't, right?
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, who doesn't?
There's a lot of people that don't look in the mirror. On purpose.
Yeah. So I find it interesting with all these double standards, and I usually find a way to call people out on them in a gentle way, unless they've ticked me off and I have to throw rotten tomatoes at them. I've never done that, by the way.
You're kind of angry today. What's up?
No, actually.
No, you good?
P.S. Did you notice today was the first day in 29 weeks that we were not frantic getting here?
Right.
Like, we didn't fight with anyone in traffic.
Yeah.
Nobody cut us
off.
Yeah,
it was actually pretty calm.
We made all the green lights.
Except for the person, because I know everybody was made aware that with the fire trucks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and we were coming off the off-ramp over there by the connector, and some person was just like, I'm just going to cut the fire truck off.
Right.
Are you kidding me? We all pulled over.
Right.
You know?
Right. Literally went right in front of the fire truck and saw it coming.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's always one. There's always one.
I know. So that's the scoop. All right. So here's something that happened. And again, I hope people find it very helpful. Get out your popcorn right now and your pen and your piece of paper. So we have a client that travels for work, not frequently, but maybe once or twice a year. And it's all the way to China, which that's a hike. You know what I mean? She's got kids and a husband and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, but she loves a job and they send her to China because she has to go and pre-plan for the job that she's doing here to help her. And she has to actually see things that are happening.
Of course.
And it's always nice to travel. You always learn something.
My God, right? To China?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Right. A lot of culture over there.
Yeah.
So, so she was nervous about what she was going to do nutritionally on her two-week jaunt over to China.
Right.
And she was telling me how she was going to try to pack some foods to bring with her so that she knew what she could eat and, you know, try to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
My point to her was, well, why are you going to try? Don't try to pack food. Why don't you just do it?
Like,
what are you trying for? Yeah, you don't have to try. You just say, I'm going to... And by the way, does China not, like, have an apple? You know what I mean? Why do you have to pack food with you? I mean, I get where her head is at, and I understand she's putting in the effort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing, because that's a huge leap forward that she's trying, that she's at least putting in the effort and the thought process.
She's thinking
so
about
right there, that's a gold star.
Yeah.
That's probably two gold stars, because she's come a long way. But I'm like, does China not carry things that aren't unhealthy? I don't understand.
Of course. Maybe I'll make a little joke and say that, don't they got the Asian pear?
is not there.
No, I know, I know. Da, da, da. Where's the drum roll?
Anyway, no, that, you, no, don't, you don't get a drum roll on that one. So anyway, so my
good,
point to her was don't try, just do it. Like, I love the effort, but just do it, okay? And then she says, well, you know, it's going to be really hard because, you know, most afternoons for lunch they order pizza and, you know, and then, you know, I really have no control over that and I don't really know what to do, so that's why I'm going to try to pack some foods and all that stuff. And I thought, why don't you just, I said to her, I'm like, well, why don't you just call the person that orders the pizza and tell them not to order pizza, tell them to order something else.
Sure.
She looked at me like I had 15 heads with snakes coming out of my ears and 25 eyes, like, what do you mean,
but
call
that's
somebody?
Not possible.
So I said, so I looked right at her after she gave me the look, and I said, okay, give me the phone number of the person in China. Mm-hmm. I will literally call the person in China for you. This is where I take my job.
Uh-huh.
For you, I will call them and say, do not order pizza. Because all you're doing is putting people into a slump of, oh, my God, they're ordering pizza.
Like, sure.
Do you ever notice everybody does that?
Of course they do.
Oh, my office is ordering pizza for lunch again on Friday.
Right.
Oh, my God.
They say it, but then they feel like they have to eat it.
Well, that's a whole other part.
I know.
But here's part of my point is don't complain about your company bringing in pizza. And I just said the word don't, and that means I owe somebody 10 burpees.
Mm-hmm.
But don't complain about your company ordering pizza or the executive assistant to the CEO to the bringing in donuts every Monday morning or whatever. Don't complain about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then eat it. Or not go to the person that's ordering this food or bringing it in and say, can't you make a better choice?
Yeah.
How about this? Learn how to say the word no.
Correct.
And stop putting the guilt on yourself. Because they can order as much pizza as they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's not their fault.
You're yelling at everybody
I'm
right
yelling
now.
At people
you're
right
yelling
now.
Right now.
So people are like, oh, they order pizza. Well, then tell them not to.
Yeah.
Or
tell
me to tell them not to.
Or, you know what, let them order pizza and you eat what you want
to
eat.
Oh, well, everybody else is going to look at me weird. And, you know, if I pack a lunch and it's a client luncheon and it's
in one of my past lives. In one of my past lives, right, I worked in corporate.
One of my past lives.
Yeah,
I get that on a deeper level than most. Yeah, okay.
So I worked in corporate, right? And I worked in corporate, man, for years. And this is what they did. They'd order pizza. They'd order things like that. And I made the choice because of the goals that I had. I didn't eat it. And I would get questioned.
Yeah.
Well, don't you want a slice of pizza? No, man. I brought my lunch.
No, because they want you to feel
snacks.
As guilty as they do
right.
because they're eating
snacks,
pizza.
I brought my snacks. I brought my lunch. And I brought my dinner just in case I'm here late.
That's
By the way, I'm prepared for the day. Are you?
Right.
You know?
Right. And it doesn't take anything but practice.
That's all it is.
Everybody, practice with me. Ready? We're all going to say no on three. One, two, three, no, right? So
yes.
Hopefully somebody, you would say yes, you little punk. You're such a little brat. But
I like to screw with her, man.
I know.
You know?
Well, you have to. You got to keep me on my toes.
Right?
Somebody has to screw with me or else I get too much in my head. But you see how that happens. People are constantly complaining about that, yet they don't do anything about it. And, of course, I'm generalizing again because I have to on the radio and all that good stuff. And this is the stuff that I see on a daily basis. So either you call someone and you tell them you don't want pizza or you... America, whoever's listening, give me, Coach Kelly from Club Inhale Exhale, the phone number of the person that I'm supposed to talk to let them know that you actually don't want pizza and you needed me, Mommy Coach, to let them know that you don't want pizza for lunch and you want a better choice. However,
it's a choice.
Here's the full double standard.
Okay.
This is like a triple double.
Yeah.
This is like a double dog.
You're on fire right now.
I am.
Yeah.
And I only had one coffee today.
I know.
This is the triple dog double dare you. Okay? You, generally, society, complains that their company orders pizza for lunch. Okay? Guess what you do when you go home? You forgot you had the pizza.
Of course.
Or you're still complaining about the pizza.
Of course.
And guess what? You're still not eating.
Uh-huh.
Most people that think they have to go on a diet still don't quite understand their nutrition. They still don't quite understand their balance.
Correct.
And then guess what happens on Friday night? They go out with their girlfriends. They have a glass of wine. They have a bowl of pasta.
Yep.
Guess what happens on Saturday night? They decide to stay in and they have Chinese food. Oh, it's not a problem then.
Right.
But it was a problem when somebody else put it in front of your face.
Exactly.
So when you do it, it's okay. But when somebody else does it, it's not.
It's
yet
the,
you won't tell them no.
It's the public versus private.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
Hopefully somebody just got something out of that. You live a triple, double, whammy, silly, double standards.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to comment on
that.
I
feel much better now.
Did you get that all out?
That was almost orgasmic to let out.
My
that
God. Good.
That felt good. I'm just saying.
If you got anything to say to Coach Kelly. give us a call.
Maybe tell me to breathe. No.
978-454-4980 is the number. Give us a call if you want to respond to that. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, today is about controversy.
It's not even just about controversy, but it's getting people to think. I think controversy makes people think.
Yes.
And if you have your opinion and I got my opinion, mm-hmm. well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
We're not supposed
to agree or disagree. It is an opinion. We're individuals, and that's just the way it is.
Right.
You know, what you have to do is respect that person's opinion.
That's right. I never have to agree with you. I just have to respect you and show you that
and
I respect
it.
That's exactly it.
That's how I feel.
So are you living any double dog dare you?
No, not right now. No.
Oh, yeah.
Can't
you want me to find one?
Yeah. That's cute. That's real cute.
Oh, my God. So, all right. So I do feel better. So I thanks for letting everyone sort of lending me
their ear.
Their ear. Thank you. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're coming back with a pretty it could be an intense conversation. Depends on how you look at it. But we're going to be talking about steroids, and we got a guest caller calling in. And we'll come back with that. You're on the Green Chocolate Bar. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Green Chocolate Bar. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
And we are sitting here talking about, well, we were just talking about double standards, and you went off on a...
Just a little tangent.
But
I wouldn't even call
though.
It a rant. I would
you
just
know?
Call it a little slap on the bottom for some people, and hopefully it
absolutely.
Helped. Oh, yeah, you're right. The Wi-Fi is a little cuckoo.
Well, it's technology, man. It's all good.
As we sit behind microphones
with headphones on, listening to
having hundreds of people listen to us.
Of course.
Anyway, so go ahead. You were saying. Oh, there it is.
So one of the topics that we're getting onto, and we got a guest caller calling in. We'll bring him on in about a minute, is steroids.
Very interesting topic.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because I know nothing about it.
Okay.
And
so you take the point of view of calling it an interesting topic, where a lot of people out there take the point of view of it's illegal, and why are we discussing it, and nobody should do it, because it's illegal.
Oh.
Correct. That's the point of view that I get from a lot.
I'm a very unique person,
though. I know. I know. I get that. So one of the things that I'm going to start off with by saying is I don't condone, I don't promote them. It is not my job to. I don't do that. I personally.
You just have knowledge about steroids.
Correct.
The good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, and in between.
I personally don't. I personally don't condone them. That's all I'm going to say. You know.
Sure.
So I'll tell you what. Before we even get into it, I know Paul's on hold.
Yeah.
And we've had him on before. We've had him on the show.
Yeah.
So
that was for the porn stuff.
That was for the porn stuff. I know.
Poor Paul.
Paul getting smashed with a couple of different topics and stuff like that. So, you know, the pornographication of fitness. That's when we talked to him last. And now we're going to bring him on and talk about steroids, gear, juice, whatever you want to call it out there on the street.
That's,
right?
Yeah.
So let's bring him on and just get, you know, start the discussion a little bit. Paul.
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
Hey, Paul. Can't even wait to hear about this conversation. This is going to be awesome.
Oh, my God. So,
Mike.
What's up, man?
I only did 17 amps and 53 D-balls.
That's it? That's it? No, there's people out there that are going to get that. There's people out there that will get that and understand what you just said. And there's people that are going to be like right over their head, you know? Paul, why don't you just kind of remind people who you are real quick?
Yeah. So I am one of the top trainers in the world, Mr. America competitor, Mr. Massachusetts, and now I promote bodybuilding shows and powerlifting shows, and a two-time world champion powerlifter.
Nice. So you have some experience
I'd say.
In the bodybuilding arena, in the powerlifting arena.
Yeah, a lot.
Absolutely. Cool. So I know I talked to you the other day, and when I said, you asked me, you know, well, what's the topic? And I was like, well, steroids. You giggled and said, really? And I said, well, yeah, because, you know, for me, I think there's a lot of people out there that look at it in a very negative way. And the reason they look at it in a very negative way is because, number one, it's illegal.
Yeah.
You know? So right off the bat, it shouldn't be condoned.
Well, how would you ever look at it in a positive way?
Correct. You know what I'm saying?
It used to be legal.
What's that?
Steroids used to be legal. There was no laws against it until 1988.
There you go.
Ah, very good. Ooh, that's like good trivia.
Yeah, and steroids, I believe, fall under the Class D offense.
They changed that, and now they're like a narcotic, like
cocaine. And now they're
a
narcotic. So here's
that was after 9/11, and there's reasons that undergo that, because most of the countries that produce steroids on the black market are literally like Pakistan. They're all like Islamic countries, Egypt, and that's where the testosterones that were at that point in time, like the early 2000s, like 2002 to 2006, that's where the steroids were coming from, and that's when we started the war against those countries, basically.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
That's something the reason why steroids have been put forefront.
Yeah, that's something I didn't even know.
Yeah.
You know, most of my knowledge obviously comes from years ago where, you know, you got countries like Russia and places like that where those scientists were literally developing these steroids, these pills or injectables or whatever you want to call them, to make their soldiers bigger, faster, stronger, their athletes bigger, faster, stronger. You know?
Right. Well, 1933 is really the birthplace of steroid use. It's the Olympics that Hitler actually used his steroids to supersede, basically try to win all the Olympics. So that was really like the first time that illegal steroids were used. Well, they weren't illegal.
Right.
While steroids were used in a sport. There was no such thing as testing for drugs back then, because there was no drugs to be used. SIBA is the first company that created steroids. It created Dianabol, which is the strongest, probably one of the best steroids ever made. It's D-ball. It's one that has quick gains. It makes you have almost like an instant gain in muscle size and strength, but that's pretty much it, and it goes away just as fast as you got it.
Okay.
So is it true that steroids never leave your system? Is that real?
No.
Okay.
Every steroid is a derivative of testosterone. That's
correct.
That's how a steroid is created. Your body creates its own testosterone through cholesterol.
Correct.
Same as a woman would create estrogen from cholesterol.
Estradiol. Yep.
Without testosterone, you will die. It literally can help control your body's heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
It helps control a lot of like vital organ like function. It's basically just a hormone that helps your body be young, in some ways.
Yeah, well, it's kind of that's why I think a lot of times today doctors are looking at, you know, guys in their 35, 40, 45, 50 years old, and they're starting to do prescribed growth hormone or a certain type of steroid to bring their vitality back. You know, it's kind of looked at as the anti-aging cure, you know?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, personally, my testosterone was real low, and I could have died, and I ended up in the hospital because of it.
Okay.
And because I'm so young, they didn't want to put me on testosterone therapy, so they did it a different way. And that's worked pretty good. I don't have any issues anymore, but everyone has to go through their own thing. And because of the diet and the way that food has been processed, we have an epidemic in low testosterone. And it's in males a lot younger because of soy and because of corn and because of all the stuff that's been processed. It affects the hormones.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't know. Yeah, what a lot of people don't know about that is that soy and corn, those directly, like you said, affect hormone levels. And those levels are actually, they're kind of like they mimic the female hormone, estrogen. And that's the reason why males are seeing a lower testosterone rate. You're seeing more and more males. Now, oh, my God, could I go on to a conspiracy theory tangent,
Don't even.
No, I'm not even going to right now. But I'm going to say, you got a lot of males out there these days that have low sperm count. can't have babies, and they're trying to get hormone treatment for it. You know, well,
look at your foods.
Look at your foods, you know. So, Paul, one of the things that I wanted to kind of get into, right, and I made a comment that, you know, I'm neither for them nor am I against them, right?
Yeah.
I do believe in the benefits of them under certain prescribed care, you know.
Yep.
I think there's a running rampant of young people not understanding the consequences and you know, all the side effects and negativity that can come along with it, and they're just kind of pumping stuff into their body, you know. So one of the things that I kind of wanted to talk about was like the sports world, the athletic world, and bodybuilding, because it seems like every time you turn around, somebody's getting caught for it, you know. That's in the athletic world, right? They're getting tested, somebody's getting caught for it. Now all of a sudden in the bodybuilding world, I'm seeing more and more pro bodybuilders coming out in interviews, actual interviews that you can look up on YouTube, basically saying, you know what, if you want to compete with people next to you up on stage, this is what you're going to have to do. It's a must. They're looking at it as an absolute must. So how important is it to that world that it's part of that world?
So I was watching some videos last night myself, just to see what was out there and what was still out there. The misconception that you can't build muscle without steroids, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right.
The issue is this, is that kids and morons who wake up one day and say, oh, yeah, I was a good athlete, I think I'm going to be like Mr. Olympia.
Right.
Go to the gym. Don't hire a good trainer. Don't hire someone who can do the nutrition and gets on a cycle and works out doing everything wrong. Or they could be doing some of the stuff right. And absolutely gets nowhere.
Yeah.
Because it's a genetic anomaly.
Right.
People who are of the genetic 1% and higher than that, like it's like 0.01%, become professional bodybuilders and professional athletes.
Exactly.
A lot of people can come close, but the difference between close and actually becoming it is a slim hair.
Right.
But it's a huge hair. It's just like kids in high school that are running a 40-yard dash in like 3.9 seconds or 4.1 seconds, but like, you know, the record's like 3.7.
Well, just
they're really close, but they're not going
to
get there.
Yeah, and just to put a number out there, I mean, to kind of prove your point, is the NFL has, what, 1,597 professional players on their roster between all teams.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's 1,600 players. Look at the percentage of people that live on this planet.
Yeah.
And you look at the number of professional athletes just in the NFL. That's
tiny. 50 million high schools.
Right? Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing numbers.
Yeah, that is amazing.
It's when you put things into perspective is when you can actually realize what it looks like and know that it's very stupid to think. Though it should never be put against someone's dreams. That's why I'm actually trying to write a book on genetics and figuring out what sport you should do by the way that your body's created.
Right.
So looking at genetic anomalies and you can figure them out.
Yeah, and you know, and when you said that, you know, that small percentage of people that actually become professional bodybuilders, very slim here.
Yeah.
You know, for me, if I were to take 5 milligrams of something and you took 5 milligrams of something, it's going to react differently in me versus you because of the genetic makeup. My genetic makeup might be more. It might be more apt to take that 5 milligrams and do what it really needs to do with it as opposed to your body. So people really don't understand that this really is how it works with your DNA, how it works with your system.
Wow.
You know?
So are you implying that it can change your DNA?
So, Paul, this is something that I've... Kelly just brought up a question. Does it change your DNA? And steroids?
No, nothing can change your DNA other than if they did genome.
There you go, the growth hormone, genome.
But they're actually doing stuff like that now. They're injecting genomes. It's really like that's like the new thing that people don't know about. That's the stuff that they're going into.
There's some pretty crazy articles and things that are being written out there about the whole designer babies. This is some pretty crazy stuff that's coming up, and I think it's going to come up even more in topic, and it goes right to this. I mean, you start injecting people with certain things, you can manufacture a designer baby.
That's sick.
How crazy is that?
That's
where are we going? You know,
beyond wrong.
Yeah,
that's beyond wrong. How long do we have before a break? Because I have a question.
Sure, absolutely. We probably got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my question to Coach Michael last week, and I know that there's probably as many people in the world as there's that many answers, but my question to Paul is, can you try to help me understand why someone or what happens to someone when they think, yep, I should take steroids? What is the motivating factor? Yeah, like what's the motivating factor, do you think, generally, for people that think they need to take steroids?
There's no factor. It's more of like people hear things, they don't know anything about it, and they just go do it. Or you have the kid who's misinformed reading stuff online because all these idiots write stuff online like, oh, you need steroids, you have to take steroids, you have to do this to become good. And they're just morons, or they're behind it. They're drug dealers selling juice.
Right. Good point.
So, I mean, that's where you're getting almost peer pressured into thinking that you're an idiot, that you can't do it alone. The truth is, if I trained someone, got them a diet, and they did that, it'd have better results than if they spent $1,000 on steroids.
Yeah. Here's a really good point. I was reading an anonymous interview last night on the topic of this, and the professional bodybuilder basically stated that his yearly cost, his expense for buying steroids, averages right around $60,000.
What? Holy mother!
Paul, you could probably elaborate on this because it's the combination of substances that go into doing a cycle.
Right. So, like, when someone of a high caliber or like thinks they're high caliber or wants to be high caliber, like this kid, Boston, whatever the hell his name is. They don't just take steroids. Steroids are like the cheap alternative. It's the drugs you take with it to alter the effects of the steroids.
Right.
So if you take steroids, they usually alter your blood pressure. They usually bring it up.
Yep.
So then you take something to bring the blood pressure down. And they'll take either insulin or growth hormone. You'll stack them. Growth hormone is very expensive if you're getting real growth hormone. It's like $1,000 a kit through a doctor, maybe more. People are buying on the street. They don't even know what they're injecting. So they're taking this growth hormone, which if you took that every year and you took a minimal dose, it would be like $12,000 a year just in growth hormone.
Right.
The insulin is very cheap but very dangerous. Insulin can kill you. That's, you know, insulin, diabetes.
Sure.
So they're taking that on top of that. And then on top of that stuff, they're taking other drugs. And this is where it gets really bad because then they can get into pain meds from all the injection sites.
Yeah.
And they get sore, they get abscesses, and you see them disappear.
Mm-hmm. That's where they get sore, they get abscesses. You know, if you inject into one site too many times, you see a buildup of oils.
I've seen three kids die in a matter of 1 year, and when I competed, that made me turned off from bodybuilding.
Right.
But I didn't want to do it.
Yeah. It's a pretty scary thing. Pretty scary thing. I got one more question for you, Paul, before we go to break. So, in the world of bodybuilding, once you have seen, like, complete extreme physique development, like to the point that these guys and women now look like, how are you going to train the eye of the audience to accept something completely different, something less than what they've seen already? Because I almost think that it's kind of like they're on stage and now they're being pressured not only by the judges, because I know there's pressure there, to be bigger in the sport because it's called bodybuilding, you know, bigger each time, but also by the fans, because the fans want more, you know? And I'll tell you what, Paul, if you can hold on, we're going to go to break. We'll get your take on that, and we'll come right back. You all willing to stay on the line?
Yeah.
All right, man. Stay tuned. Sex and money. Welcome back. You're on with the Green Chocolate Bar. I'm Coach Michael.
And I'm Coach Kelly.
Paul, you still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy.
All right. So we just left off, and I asked you a question there, and I'll repeat it for the audience. But I also want to give them an opportunity, if they got questions while you're on the line with us, 978-454-4980. Is the number to call in. The question I asked you is that in the world of bodybuilding, once you've seen the extreme physique development that these guys and girls have now up on stage, I mean, they're huge. They're, you know, some people call them beasts or monsters or whatever it may be, but they're very vascular, they're very hard, they're very lean, and they're just big, enormous guys and girls. How are you going to train the eye of the audience to accept something else, something less than what they've already seen? Because the fans, the judges, I know the judging in the sport, and we can talk about judging another time, but the judging in the sport, that's got to change. And the last time you were on, we were talking about that a little bit. But the fans almost want more, right? The fans want bigger, better, faster, freakier, you know, vascular, all those things. So
you're saying, so what's your bottom line question?
Cause my bottom line question is like, how do we get somebody to accept something else?
The truth of the matter is, you're never going to get anyone to accept anything that they've already seen until you can phase it out. So the only way to do that is to judge differently.
So it starts
like they
right
started
there.
Doing that, and I want to say when Marcus Rule, if you remember, they were saying they were going against this, and they'd get bellies, but they didn't do anything to Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah.
And they said they were going to do that stuff. They never really went fully through with it. Mm-hmm. And now it's so out of hand that, I mean, bodybuilding is no longer bodybuilding. It's more of a drug. How much drugs can you use?
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, it's the elite one percenters that have this genetic ability to accept that particular steroid or those particular combination of steroids in a way that makes their body look like that.
Right. And the other thing is this. With genoming and this the genome thing, it's to take any human being and turn them into the 1%. So if you have that, I mean, that could be like the loss of humanity. You're going to have a lot of people that get into bodybuilding and lifting already have issues mentally.
Sure.
And there's something that makes them want to do it. It's true.
Yeah.
And,
well, it's usually like you hear stories about the bully down the street that got bullied, and all of a sudden he found bodybuilding, and now, you know, he's a monster
just
walking around. He's just an animal, you know?
It takes a lot of anger to build muscle like that.
It does. It does.
You have to have something that bothered you, and you have that huge drive.
Yeah.
You have to have a driving, underlining force to do it.
So are you saying you and I used to be really angry when we were younger?
Yes.
Yeah. But you know what? I'll have
angry.
To agree with that because there's
an
internal
anger. I enjoyed it.
Right, right.
Do you know what I mean? Because you need that endorphin rush.
You totally do, and I still need it today. Still absolutely need it today. You know, it's the only thing that keeps you
sane. When you play sports, you need some type of alternate activity that keeps you focused on your sport and that will help you. And that's where weight training was originated.
Exactly.
That's why it's come so far. And Joe Weider just marketed the hell out of its people.
Of course, man. He did such a fantastic job. I mean, the guy was a pioneer. You know, he pioneered
in the marketing field, not so much in the bodybuilding field.
Correct.
He marketed supplements. He marketed the way that people accepted weight training.
Correct.
But do you know how he targeted people? He targeted those kids that were being bullied on the that were small.
Of course.
That's who he went after. He went after kids who read comic books.
Yeah.
I'm serious. That's like the marketing scheme behind all bodybuilding that made it as big as it is today, which is way bigger than any of the other strength sports. It's the number one strength sport. I mean, they have the most money. They have the most magazines. They have the most coverage.
All right. So let me ask you one last question here, and then I'll let you get on with your day. Do you think that this is a particular substance that should end up just becoming legalized?
No.
Okay.
The fact that it will be overused, used by kids who don't even need it, and abused.
So you don't believe that there's
all substances that can have negative effects. I mean, you got like think of a 14-year-old kid injecting himself in the ass.
Right.
It's stupid.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. But that's the thing. Like, you know, if it becomes legalized, do we have more control over it? Do we have less control over it? And for me, it's just a question. You know, I believe the same way. I don't believe it should be legalized. But I ask that question too because, you know, I was reading that two bills have been put into Congress to federally legalize marijuana now.
Yeah.
You
Do
know?
You believe that?
So you federally legalize marijuana, it's going to be everywhere, not just Colorado.
Right.
You know? So,
well, it still has to go down to the state level. So
of course.
Let's be clear on
that. They're a while away from doing this, but yeah. The fact that it was already voted in one state and it's legal there, it's going to be a matter of time. You know?
Correct.
So, but this is just something else here that has been used over and over for a number of years, and it's been abused, like you said. People don't know what they're doing with it, and the reason why I ask is because would it give people more control over that particular substance, making sure that, you know, underagers are not buying it, you're getting the drug dealers off the streets, is that ever going to stop? Probably not, you know? Who knows?
Yeah.
Right, and you know what we should say? Is that steroids won't kill you. They won't. You could use as much as you want. They're not going to kill you. But the side effects and the effects that go with them will kill you.
And let me tell you, man, they're not just about low testosterone in guys when they're coming off a cycle. It's not just about the emotional implications there and stuff like that. This stuff really does hurt the internal organs. When you talk about stomach distending, having a distended stomach, that's because your internal organs are also getting bigger.
Oh, no.
Well, you didn't know
that. I never thought about it that way.
Think about it that way, yeah. That's what's happening inside. Your organs are getting bigger. They're not supposed to be that size, you know? I'm making hands. I got my hands up, Paul, you know? And I got big hands. And I'm like, they're not supposed to be that size, you know? But people really don't understand. I mean, and you can also be urinating blood. I mean, this is some serious
God.
Stuff.
That's where all this came from. Why would you ever do that to your body?
To become the best in the world.
A lot of people forget you go impotent, too.
Yeah, you should do. You should do.
Oh, dear Lord.
If you want to have sex, well, you're taking blue pills all day.
Yeah, you
And then
will.
Your blood pressure goes through the roof.
Right.
And then you have a heart attack and die or stroke out.
Yeah, yeah.
Woof.
Yeah, and there's a lot you and I know a lot of old school bodybuilders that they met their deathbed a while back.
Yep.
You know?
All you have to do is look at every professional wrestler, the old school, the bodybuilders from the 80s and 90s, mostly the 90s, because that's when it was really rampant.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the professional athletes in the 90s and some of the powerlifters in the 90s, they're all dead. 90% are dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scary thought.
At early, like I'm talking like 40s, early 50s, dead.
Scary thought.
All of them.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's when it really hit the mainstream in terms of the mainstream, you know, behind closed doors, obviously, but that's when everybody was doing it but didn't know what they were doing.
And it was the best steroids were out there because
right.
you had the availability of European and in the United States. They passed an act for a little while that men could get birth control, and that was the testosterone that was being administered, testosterone intake.
Yeah. Imagine that stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So bottom line is what I'm hearing is that it takes a lot of time, a lot of money.
Correct.
A lot of effort.
Yep.
A lot of education. And even if you have all that stuff, even if it's prescribed or whatever, the end result is never a good thing.
It's not usually never a good thing. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, wow. I've learned more in the last 20 minutes about it's crazy. Like, seriously, Paul, you have no idea how much I appreciate you calling in, because the way you and Michael talk about it is easy to listen to, and you sort of dumb it down for us in a way that if I can understand steroids knowing nothing about it and walking away going, wow, I kind of get it now, and this makes a whole lot of sense, and I promise no one I will ever do anything like a steroid. That's great. Like, I don't have that much time in my life.
Right.
Nor do I have that much money, right?
Right? It's amazing.
It really makes people stop and think. Yeah. So today was about controversy. It was about stopping and thinking and pointing out the facts and stop living double standards.
Right.
If you think you're not good enough, think again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you have no idea what's going on the inside of your body, and don't screw it up.
Absolutely.
Just keep doing the right thing for yourself. Wow.
Paul, anything else you want to add, buddy?
Yeah. Most important thing out there is not to put your conceptions in supplements and steroids, but to put all your faith in your own natural ability and to hire someone who knows what they're doing and is going to give you their time.
We couldn't agree more, because that's exactly what we tell our clients and our potential clients all the time. Like, even if, you know, I tell people all the time, if you don't want to work with a trainer in the gym, at least get one for the first couple of months so that you can learn what to do correctly as opposed to going into it wrong right off the bat, you know? Good stuff, man. Well, I appreciate the call, man, and I appreciate the information there. And,
yeah, no problem.
We're going to be seeing you on March 21st. Oh, you got another question, Cal?
Do you want to give him the opportunity to talk about March 21st?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Paul, you got we got a powerlifting, or you got a powerlifting competition coming up that we're going to be at.
Yep.
Do you want to give people a some information
on that? March 21st, EPF, which is Elite Powerlifting Federation, United States, because it's also European. Full power, and you can do curl. You can do anything you want, bench, squat, deadlift, curl. You can sign up, enter. It's a qualifier from the Nationals, which all have we have a Junior Nationals in June, and we have a Masters Nationals in May that have cash prizes.
Oh, there's a Masters National.
Yep.
So I could potentially qualify for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to tell people I'm a Masters now. And that's what I'll say is Masters is not what they think. Masters is really, it's age dictated. You're in the Masters
right.
class.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Paul. That was really great.
You're welcome.
All right, buddy. We'll see you soon.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
So one thing I also wanted to point out to let people know, and this is perfect segue, our powerlifting team that we started.
Yes.
I think there are some people that are still a little apprehensive.
They're on the fence a little bit. We got somebody already signed up.
Yep, somebody's already signed
up
for our powerlifting team.
I want to point out right away.
Go ahead. I know
she's 52 years old.
Wait.
She.
Thank you. I'm like, say that slowly.
Yeah. She is 52 years old. She has joined our powerlifting team.
Bang.
2 years ago,
pow.
If you saw her picture, no way.
Yeah.
You know? And if
her,
you see
2 years
her now,
ago
yes.
was like a power hoodie. What?
Right.
What's powerlifting?
That? What do
What's
you guys
that?
Do that? What do you do with that weight? You got to pick that up several times, pick it up, put it down. You know?
Yeah.
She loves doing that now.
It's amazing.
You know, she's pumped and
Never,
ready to go.
Never, ever, ever doubt yourself.
Yeah.
Always put yourself into a scary situation because you never know if you're going to like it.
You grow from being in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah.
You grow personally.
Yeah.
You got to do something every day that makes you uncomfortable.
It's amazing.
Straight up.
Yeah,
you know?
It's amazing. So
I
we're
do.
Still
I'm
working
always
on.
Awkward every day.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It's like I have 15 thumbs and then I get
right?
my robot arm.
Right?
I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
So,
yeah.
powerlifting team,
yeah.
right? If they want more information on it, it's right on our website. They can go on over to clubandhillxl.com, click on the team training, and that's going to bring you over to that information.
Yeah.
You get to see what's included in it, how you can become a part of the team, how you can get involved in the classes that are part of the team.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome stuff. And yeah.
And I want to let people know we do not sell supplements.
No, we don't.
We do not preach supplements.
No, we don't.
We do not sell steroids,
nope.
anything.
Nope. Nope.
Fat burners,
nope.
nothing. We are all natural. Eat your food.
Yeah.
Just like your mama told you.
Right.
Eat your food. Eat it balanced. If
exactly.
you don't know what that means, we'll
yeah.
help you. Because we've been doing this for a long time
yeah.
now, guys.
So I'll make a really quick one because I know we only got about a minute and a half or something like that. So when I got into the world of bodybuilding, right,
yes.
When I first got into it, it was really to lose weight. So I went from 236 pounds to 194.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a big deal,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I felt incredible. I was lean. I was cut. And then I went into the gym, and I was like, wow, I want to do something more. And I loved lifting weight. And automatically, I met somebody who introduced me to that world. And in 4.5 years' time,
mm-hmm.
I went from 194 pounds
mm-hmm.
to 259 and a half.
Yep.
Let me say that again.
Yep.
194 to 259 and a half.
Yep.
No, it was not fat. That's 4.5 years' worth
That's
of
muscle.
Hard work, not just hard work in the gym with 2 to 3 hour sessions, 5 to 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days in a row. But seriously, it was nutrition. And my calorie
yeah.
intake was right around 4,000 calories
yeah.
a day.
Which I love that.
You know, to be able to hold on to that muscle mass.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of energy, and energy comes from calories and specific calories.
Yeah.
So it can be done naturally.
Your body was feeding
you know?
Itself. Even
yeah.
when I was back training a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
my calories were approximately 2,200 a day.
Right.
Most women are like, oh my God, I'm eating more
yeah.
than 1,200
yeah.
calories. Ah, right.
Right.
It's all what you want your body to do.
Exactly.
And not for nothing. I was pretty ripped.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's just a quick story on, you know, that it can be done naturally. That's my point. You don't need all the over-the-counter supplements that you can buy down at the store. You're wasting a lot of money there, because what you're doing is a lot of people will buy that stuff and they depend on that stuff to kind of like supplement their food. It's like, well, I missed a meal, well, I'll just take this.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way, people.
Yeah, and if they want to spend their money on that stuff, they can send that money to 530 Boston Road, Billerica,
right?
Massachusetts.
Care of.
Unit number 5, care of the Green Chocolate Bar, directly to the Club Inhale Exhale studio.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what. I want to thank everybody for listening.
Yeah, that was great.
You know, we could have gone on with that topic forever.
Yeah.
There's a lot there. Want to thank Jay for being on the board.
Yeah, thank you, Jay.
Thank you. I know you're
good
filling
job.
In. And just, you know, for Paul for calling in and all that information that he
what
gave to
guy.
Us and, you know, just a great conversation that we had. So stay tuned for next week's show. We'll be back on Wednesday, 10 a.m.